He looked all about him, and instead of the usual walls of straw, he found himself in a beautifully furnished little room, the prettiest he had ever seen. In a twinkling, he jumped down from his bed to look on the chair standing near. There he found a new suit, a new hat, and a pair of shoes. As soon as he was dressed, he put his hands in his pockets and pulled out a little leather purse on which were written the following words: "The fairy with azure hair returns 50 pennies to her dear Pinocchio, with many thanks for his kind heart." The Marionette opened the purse to find the money, and behold, there were 50 gold coins! Pinocchio ran to the mirror. He hardly recognized himself. The bright face of a tall boy looked at him with wide-awake blue eyes, dark brown hair, and happy, smiling lips. Surrounded by so much splendor, the Marionette hardly knew what he was doing. He rubbed his eyes 2 or 3 times, wondering if he were still asleep or awake, and decided he must be awake. "And where is Father?" he cried suddenly. He ran into the next room, and there stood Geppetto, grown years younger overnight, spick and span in his new clothes and gay as a lark in the morning.